Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. From Hollywood, Colgate tooth powder for a breath that's sweet and Halo shampoo to glorify your hair bring you the star of Warner Brothers' Pride of the Marines, John Garfield. Colgate tooth powder for a breath that's sweet and Halo shampoo to glorify your hair. Present your theater of romance from Hollywood. Tonight's Theater of Romance presents a Gene Holloway adaptation of Warner Brothers' great dramatic success, Dust Be My Destiny, starring one of the most dynamic stars of the screen, John Garfield.
The State versus Joe Bell.
I sat there in that packed courtroom listening, and there was nothing about the whole setup that surprised me. I was on trial for murder, and I wasn't guilty, but I knew I'd be convicted. Guys like me were born to be fall guys.
And the state will prove that this boy with a record of 10 arrests for vagrancy was a vicious criminal. That when he was arrested, he was wielding a deadly weapon. And that he had reached the pinnacle of his career of crime. He had committed murder. And deserves the supreme penalty to be hanged by the neck. And because of the evidence presented.
I didn't even care for myself. I only cared for one person, and that was Mabel, sitting there listening. Mabel still believed in justice. Mabel believed if you told the truth, people would believe you. I wanted to cry when I looked at her because she loved me, and it was going to hurt her to find out that there was no such thing as justice for me and my kind. And once more, I found myself thinking, how did a mug like me ever get a girl like Mabel? And instead of listening to the trial, I found myself going back to the beginning of Mabel and me. It was at the county work farm. I'd been picked up for riding the rails, and I'd gotten a little fresh with the judge, and he figured I needed a little lesson, and that 60 days might teach it to me. Mabel's uncle was a guard there, and she helped out around the place. I behaved myself pretty well, and the warden got to trusting me enough to let me drive the truck back and forth to town. I had to drive Mabel on a lot of errands, and believe me, that was no hardship. We struck up quite a friendship. Well, here you are, lady.
Thanks for driving me to town, Joe.
Don't thank me, thank the warden. He told me to take you.
Well, then I will, because it was certainly a pleasure. Joe, you'll be leaving next week, won't you?
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
I don't know, head west somewhere, I guess.
What would you like to do?
Guys like me never do what they like to do. They live wherever they get shoved.
Oh, what did you want to be when you were a kid?
Oh, cameraman on a newspaper. I got a camera, too. That's the one thing I never hocked. My old man got it for me before he kicked off.
Why don't you make an effort to use it? How about letting me introduce you to the editor of the Rosedale paper?
No, thanks. I don't think he and I move in the same circles. You better be getting in. I don't think your uncle would like you sitting here talking to me. He's a mean son of a gun and a...
Uncle Charlie's all right, Joe, except when he's been drinking. Joe, listen, would you do me a favor?
What?
Would you say you love me just once? You see, I get awful tired of trying to imagine how it would sound if you did say it.
Have you lost your mind?
No, only my heart.
What are you trying to do, kid me?
No, I'm just trying to tell you something. I'm in love with you, Joe.
Well, don't waste your time thinking about me. I came from nowhere, and I'm going nowhere. You're not my kind, and I'm not yours.
What kind are you, Joe?
Dirt and dust. Dust, baby, that the wind blows across the world. No place to stop because no place wants me. You better stay in your own league, kid.
Say you love me, Joe. Just once and say it like you mean it. Just once.
I...
Just once.
Mabel...
Kiss was just as wonderful as I thought it would be.
Go on now, get out of the car. Get out and keep away from me.
You do love me, don't you?
I don't want to love you. I don't want to love any dame. And I'm sore as heck at you, but I do love you, if it's any consolation to you.
Joe, I guess we're sort of engaged.
Get down out of that truck, you fool. You hear me? Get down out of that truck.
Uncle Charlie.
Listen, you got to understand.
Get down from that truck, Belle. You're not a guest at this work farm, you know. You're a prisoner. Get down.
Uncle Charlie, put down that pipe. What are you going to do? Joe, look out.
Please, listen to me.
Show you.
We were just talking here, don't you understand? I don't want no trouble. Just give me a chance to explain,
please. I'll give you nothing but the thrashing you deserve.
Joe, be careful. Joe!
I'll show you. I'll beat you into... I'll beat you into...
Uncle Charlie.
Hey, but what's wrong? He keeled over. I wasn't even touching him.
Uncle Charlie. Joe, here, help me open his collar.
Yeah.
He's got a bad heart, Joe. The doctor warned him about drinking.
Here, let me get close to him. Mabel. He's dead.
Oh, no.
There's a car coming. Come on, we got to get out of sight.
Why? Why are we hiding, Joe? We got to explain what happened.
Explain? This is a murder rap, Mabel.
Murder?
They knew he was coming out after me. They know that's my truck. I've got to get out of here, Mabel, and fast.
Oh, no, Joe, you're wrong.
Listen, I've seen this hanging happen before. I'm getting out of here while the getting is good.
Then I'm going with you.
Oh, no, you're not. You don't know what you might have to go through.
I don't care what I have to go through. I love you, Joe. Please don't leave me here.
All right, come on. We got to get moving. We got a ride on a truck across the state border, and then we were Mr. and Mrs. Joe Bell for better or for worse, as long as we lived. I didn't have a cent. They don't pay salaries on work farms. But Mabel had $30, so we went to a hotel. There was a radio in the room, and of course, we turned it on. We didn't really want to hear the news, but we sure got it.
Joe Bell, a young convict struck down and murdered the workhouse foreman Charles Garrett, whose body was found near the farm by Ben Corbin, a guard. Bell then fled the scene of the crime with Mabel Alden, niece of the murdered man. The entire town of Rosedale is aroused.
Turn that thing off.
Posses have been organized to scour the country.
Come on, we got to get out of here.
Where'll we go?
We'll figure that out later. Come on.
Joe, let's go back.
Are you out of your mind?
But you didn't do it, Joe. You know you didn't. All you have to do is to tell them what happened, and then they'll...
Yeah, sure, that's all I got to do. Listen, Mabel, I served time once for a robbery I had nothing to do with, and all the explaining in the world didn't help me. Didn't you hear what that radio announcer said? They got posses out looking for me. I've seen those posses on a hunt before. They won't listen. As far as they're concerned, I'm hanging by the neck already.
Oh, what are we going to do?
I'm going to do what I've always done. Every time I got in a spot, run. Look, Mabel, I told you it was going to be tough. Now with the murder rap definitely pinned on us, it's going to be tougher. They'll be watching every train, every road. We'll have to sleep during the day, travel at night. That isn't for you, kid. I want you to go back.
No, Joe. I already told you. Whatever chances you take, I'll take too.
You're crazy. But you're pretty terrific too, kid. If you know what I mean.
I know what you mean, Joe. I love you too.
My feet start aching just thinking of those next weeks. We hitched our way across the states. We were always tired and we were always hungry, and worse than anything else, we were always scared. I'll never forget that August day we stood on a hot stretch of Midwestern road watching the cars streak by.
I don't blame them for not stopping the way we look.
Come on. The next town is only 6 miles away. We can walk it in 2 hours.
What difference will it make if we get there in 2 or 4 hours? Same thing's going to happen. We'll sneak around the back alleys. We'll see a cop, think he recognizes us. We'll be on our way again.
You're getting fed up, huh?
Yeah.
I told you what it was going to be like, didn't I? You had your choice.
Sometimes people make mistakes.
Like when you married me, huh?
I didn't say that.
You meant it. The going's getting too rough, isn't it? You're like all the others, long on talk, short on heart.
It's not that, Joe, but we're going around in circles. Joe, wouldn't it be better if...
Now, don't start giving me that business about going back. I'm sick of hearing it.
All right, then. I'm sick of telling it to you. Bye, Joe.
So long. I still got a couple of dollars left. You can have it for bus fare if you want it. Here. Go on, here. Take it.
You know I can't do it, Joe. You know I can't leave you.
Oh, Mabel. Mabel, honey, I don't think I could have stood it if you had walked out on me. You gotta let me explain.
You don't have to explain, Joe. I understand. You're worried about me, and I'm worried about you. I just wish you could learn to trust people, Joe, because otherwise it's going to be a very lonely world for you.
I don't trust anybody or anything except you. Come on. Let's get into town. Yeah, that's the way the days went. A job here, a job there, and someone would look at me sort of funny, and that old panic would clutch at my insides, and we'd hit the road again. In St. Louis, I took a chance on being recognized and tried to go back to the kind of work I really wanted to do.
What happened, Joe?
Nothing. I went to every newspaper in town. They got all the pictures they want. They got all the cameramen they want. Haven't got enough experience. Come back Tuesday. No, you can't see the editor.
Joe, did you ever stop to figure we got a long time ahead?
Yeah. Well, I'll see you later.
Where are you going? You just got home, Joe.
I need some fresh air.
All right. I'll go with you.
No, I want to go alone.
Joe, wait a minute.
Take your hands off me.
You got a gun in your pocket.
That's right.
You're going to pull a stick up.
That's right.
No, Joe, you can't do it. I won't let you do it.
We're down to our last dollar.
You'll get a job.
Sure, there are a million of them around.
I won't let you steal.
What'd you rather have me do, beg?
Yes.
Not me. The least I have left is my self-respect. It takes courage to steal. It don't to beg.
Joe, listen to me. No matter what we have to go through, I'll stick with you as long as I feel that you're right, that you're honest. If you do this, you don't have to come back.
Okay, kid. See you around.
Hello there. You were almost too late. I was just closing a delicatessen for the night.
You all alone?
Yes, my husband left an hour ago. What would you like?
Well,
No, come on. Now, come on, son. Don't be ashamed. Speak up. I get a lot of young boys like you come in and hem and haw. It's no shame not to have any money to pay for your food.
I didn't say I...
Sure, I know. This isn't a handout. I'm just trusting you for it. You'll pay me back. Now, you just sit right down and I'll get you some hot coffee and a sandwich and some donuts.
No, never mind. Thanks, just the same. It's a nice night for a walk, Mabel. I'm sorry you didn't come with me. I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
I knew you couldn't, Joe. I just knew you couldn't.
Listen while a sales manager interviews a certain young man applying for a job.
So you worked last for the Acme Company. Why did you leave them?
Well, I just wasn't getting anywhere.
I see. Why did you quit Universal Supplies?
Well, you see, there just wasn't any chance for advancement there either.
That's true. But it actually was a little breath of trouble. I mean unpleasing breath that killed the young man's chances. It's clearly a case for Colgate tooth powder. You see, anyone can be the victim of unpleasing breath. It happens to thousands without their knowing, marks them down socially, brings them unhappiness, and they seldom suspect the real reason. So you be sure to do this. Brush your teeth night and morning and before every date with Colgate tooth powder. The Colgate tooth powder cleans your breath as it cleans your teeth. Scientific tests prove that Colgate tooth powder, in 7 cases out of 10, instantly stops unpleasing breath that originates in the mouth. Money can't buy a dentifrice that will clean your teeth better or quicker than Colgate tooth powder. Remember the name, Colgate tooth powder, with the accent on powder. Now, Colgate tooth powder and Halo shampoo bring you the second act of Dust Be My Destiny, starring John Garfield.
It's funny how things happen. The very next day, I started out to hawk my camera. I was walking down the street past the bank when a burglar alarm started clanging like mad, and a policeman ran past with his gun drawn. My camera was loaded, and I got the picture of the cop and of the 3 men who came tearing out of the bank. There was a gun battle, and the policeman was wounded, and the guys drove off, and I got the pictures, every bit of it. I went tearing over to the Journal office as fast as I could. I didn't stop for switchboard operators, secretaries, or anything else. I went right into the editor's office.
What do you want?
Listen, I want...
I'm busy. I told you we couldn't use you right now. What do you mean, busting in here like this?
You told me to come back when I had more experience. Well, I got something better than experience. In this camera, I got pictures.
What do you expect to have in a camera? Hot coffee?
I got pictures of the bank robbery. I was right there from the start. I got the robbers running out of the bank. I got them shooting at the cop. I got the license number.
Name your price. What do you want for them, if they come out?
A job.
If you got what you say you've got, you can have my insurance policy. Let's get into that developing room. You've done it. You've done it. There's the gangsters piling the car. Look how plain their faces are. We'll be able to identify those birds.
Gosh, I'm glad.
Didn't you say you never worked on a newspaper before?
That's right.
Well, you're working on one now. You're the Journal staff photographer. $50 a week. Hello? Yeah, this is Mike Leonard. Huh? Cameraman. Yeah, sure. Sure, wait a minute. Joe, it's the Southern Press Association. They want your picture and a brief resume of your life. In 3 days, you've become famous, kid. How soon can you get them ready?
Oh, tell them to wait, Mike. Tell them you'll call them back. Please, I'm serious.
I'll call you back. What's wrong with you? You nuts? Every New York sheet will be after you to cover for them down here. You'll have more dough and a better job than you ever dreamed of.
I'm sorry, Mike. I can't do it.
What is it, Joe? Go ahead. You can trust me.
I'm hot, Mike. The law's after me. I'm wanted for murder.
Oh?
I didn't do it.
You said you were married. Did your wife know about this?
She was there when it happened. I wish you'd come with me and meet her, Mike. She'll tell you the truth. Then, if you don't want me around after you hear it, all we ask is a 24-hour start.
Okay, Joe. I'll tell the press that I took the pictures. It's my cameraman's day off.
Thanks, Mike.
Then we'll go meet your wife.
Joe never did anything wrong except run away from the workhouse. He never killed my uncle. You've got to believe us, Mr. Leonard. It's true, every word of it.
I do believe you, but why didn't you go back and give yourself up?
Joe can answer that.
Because I knew nobody would believe us, that's why. I've been on the short end too many times to think different. Why, you're one of the few guys I ever met that was willing to give me a break.
Okay, kid, it's your life. You got to figure out for yourself how you want to live it. But I think you're making a mistake. Yeah, I got to get back to the office. See you in the morning.
You still want me to work for you?
You don't show up at 8 o'clock, you're fired.
The things that happened then happened so fast that it's even hard now to follow them. I remember that I walked over to the window and watched Mike start down the street. I saw the car parked halfway down the block, and I saw the window roll down and the glint of the gun that rested against it. The bandits out to get Mike. They thought he took the pictures. And then I was tearing out of the hotel after Mike, and I remember shouting at him. And then a blinding flash and a hot pain tearing through me, and then nothing. But later, there were questions from the police, and I learned that they picked up the bank robbers, and then they were beginning to question me, and it's all confused in my mind now, except for Mabel's voice suddenly saying to the police,
"This is Joe Bell, Sergeant. He's wanted for a murder at Rosedale. He wants to give himself up."
If, as you say, you didn't kill Charles Garrett, why didn't you come back and clear yourself when you found you were accused of murder?
I went and served time for something I didn't do. I told them the truth, and they still locked me up. They wouldn't believe me then. Why should I expect them to believe me now?
Young man, this is an American court. Under our laws, a man is considered innocent until he's proven guilty. You're being tried by a representative American jury of your equals.
Equals? Your Honor, they don't think I'm their equals. Why should they? I'm a bindle stiff, a tramp. What I feel, what I want, what I do, don't bother them. As far as they're concerned, I don't exist. This case isn't going to be decided on whether or not I committed this murder, but on who I am.
And when he got back that night, he He threw the gun away and he fell on the bed and he kept saying over and over that he couldn't go through with it. That kind of man couldn't murder anyone.
All that kid ever needed to straighten him out was some friends and a job. There must be many boys like Joe Bell, desperately groping for a chance. I tell you, there's good stuff in him. He saved my life at the risk of his own.
Joe believes he hasn't got a chance in this world, that no one will ever let him have one. I don't think that's true. That's why I took a chance on turning him in. He hates me for it. It's not easy for a woman to have a husband hate her, especially at a time like this. She's going to have a baby.
Baby?
Joe didn't kill him. He struggled with him, yes, because my uncle was trying to strike him with a piece of lead pipe. If you don't believe me, then don't convict Joe alone. Convict me, too, because then I'll have to believe what he does. But there's no hope for people like us.
The defense rests.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, have you reached a verdict?
We have, Your Honor.
The defendant will rise and face the jury. What is your verdict?
We find the defendant, Joe Bell, not guilty.
Thanks, Mabel. Thanks for believing in me, and thanks for making everything you believe come true.
You belong now, Joe. It's your world now, too. You can live in it without fear like anyone else.
Yeah. For the first time in my life, I know where I'm going, and it looks mighty good.
John Garfield, star of tonight's presentation of Dust Be My Destiny, will return to our theater romance microphone in just a moment.
Halo, everybody, halo. Halo is the shampoo that glorifies your hair. So halo, everybody, halo.
Use Halo shampoo if you want naturally bright and beautiful hair. For soap shampoos, leave a film on your hair. But Halo contains no soap, therefore leaves no dulling soap film. The very first time you use Halo, you'll notice your hair glistens in all its natural brilliance. The deep, full, natural color and luster comes sparkling through like sunshine through a clean window pane. And remember, even in the hardest water, Halo makes oceans of rich, fragrant lather. Halo quickly carries away loose dandruff, grease, and dirt. Needs no lemon or vinegar rinse, because Halo leaves no dulling soap film. Nothing to hide your hair's natural beauty. Say hello to Halo and goodbye to dulling soap film. Use Halo on your children's hair, too. Get Halo shampoo at any cosmetic counter. Remember, Halo glorifies your hair.
So Halo, everybody, Halo. Halo shampoo, Halo.
Colgate tooth powder for a breath that's sweet and Halo shampoo to glorify your hair. Thank John Garfield for his impressive performance in Dust Be My Destiny. Our thanks, too, to Warner Brothers, producers of the forthcoming thriller Confidential Agent, for their story and their star. Here now is John Garfield.
I certainly got quite a kick out of appearing on Colgate Halo Theater Romance Night, and I hope you all enjoyed our performance. And next week, you will hear one of Hollywood's finest actors and one of America's finest stories, Herbert Marshall in To Marry with Love. And in the following weeks, you will hear Henry Fonda in Casanova Brown and James Stewart in No Time for Comedy. I'm sure you will continue to listen to the Theater of Romance in all the pleasant weeks to come. Good night and thanks.
Hill Ford for the future. Next week, Charles Bandit's production of Theater of Romance presents Herbert Marshall in To Marry with Love. In the following weeks, you'll be hearing Henry Fonda, James Stewart, and many others. Keep this date for all the weeks to come. These presentations of Theater of Romance come to you because of your enthusiastic recognition of Colgate Tooth Powder for a breath that's sweet and Halo Shampoo to glorify your hair. This is your host, Frank Graham, saying goodnight and wishing you love, happiness, romance. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.